Well, people whose lives depend on dialysis are especially vulnerable during a hurricane. The machines that replace their kidneys need reliable electricity and water to operate. That's why 89 dialysis patients from St. Thomas had to be airlifted to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Irma, and then they had to be moved again to Miami when Hurricane Maria threatened Puerto Rico. WLRN's Sammy Mack has this story about the dialysis evacuees.
When Hurricane Irma slammed into the U.S. Virgin Islands, Alvin Joseph was home in St. Thomas with his wife, his oldest granddaughter, and four of his great-grandkids.
About 2:30 in the morning, my wife went in the little boy's bedroom, took out a mattress and a back spring. So when she called me, one of the ceiling tiles had already disappeared out of the roof, and we couldn't see the sky. By the time we left out of the bedroom to go back in the living room, whoosh, roof was gone.
The family survived the night, but not unscathed.
We had to go to the hospital with the oldest boy because one of the light fixtures fell out the roof and had cut him in the head.
So Joseph carefully navigated roads full of debris to get the boy to St. Thomas's only hospital. He was shocked when he got there.
So much structural damage was done to the hospital.
And that's when Joseph realized he had his own medical crisis to deal with.
Downstairs in the bottom floor where the dialysis center is, there was too much water leaking through the ceiling, so we couldn't be dialyzing the place.
Joseph has kidney disease. 18 years ago, he got his first kidney transplant, but that one failed after a decade. So he got another transplant, which didn't last as long. And then 2 years ago, he started dialysis at that hospital. 3 days a week, for about 4 hours at a time, Joseph would sit hooked to a machine that cleaned his blood. Irma upended that routine. Joseph is one of nearly 100 dialysis patients who were airlifted from St. Thomas to Puerto Rico. They received treatments there for a couple of weeks. Then Hurricane Maria came for Puerto Rico.
They told us that we was in a flood zone, so we had to leave, come to Miami.
For now, the dialysis patients are being housed at Florida International University.
We're going to make the plans for a long term.
Michael Christensen is one of the people in charge of handling the logistics of the dialysis evacuees. He's the director of market development for the dialysis company Fresenius Medical Care. The company runs and supplies dialysis clinics all over the world, including the one in St. Thomas. Fresenius recently finished construction on a brand new clinic just outside Miami and was about to start the certification process.
On average, it'll take about 90 days after we notify them that we're ready.
But with 89 new patients on their way to Miami, government regulators worked to get the clinic operational in under a week. Relocating dialysis patients in an emergency is a race against the clock. Missed appointments with the artificial kidney can quickly cause fluid buildups and organ damage. Several South Florida counties include dialysis representatives in their emergency response coalitions, but not all of them do. In many ways, the hurricane response for dialysis patients has been driven by dialysis providers.
It's a big logistical chessboard.
Kenny Gardner is a regional vice president with the DaVita Dialysis Company.
You know, the goal was to try to do as many treatments as possible that were going to be safe pre-storm.
Gardner says patients across Florida who evacuated were sent to clinics elsewhere. And the company hired fuel tankers to fill generators for its facilities and employees. DaVita operates a clinic in Key West. It's the only outpatient dialysis center in the Keys. After Hurricane Irma, the clinic closed for about a week. It wasn't damaged, and Gardner says the clinic was prepared to operate on generator power. Problem was, it couldn't reopen until it had a steady supply of clean water. Dialysis is a procedure that relies on osmosis between a person's blood and carefully titrated electrolyte fluids.
So that water, the fact that it's a big part of that component and interacting their blood becomes super critical.
The Keys Dialysis Clinic has since reopened. In Miami, Alvin Joseph says he's especially grateful to the volunteers who heard about the dialysis patients from St. Thomas and brought West Indian food.
Peas and rice, vegetables, kingfish, and stewed chicken. I'm not saying that the food that they're feeding us isn't well enough, but ain't nothing like a home-cooked meal. Yeah.
It could be a while before Joseph can go home. St. Thomas continues to reel from the effects of Irma. Early reports indicate it could be months before the only hospital on the island is fully operational again. For Here and Now, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.